Hi friends, welcome to my 2 cents podcast. This is my first episode and I'm nervous, but my intuition won't let me be quiet. I have to get my big mouth out and share what I'm seeing. If you don't know who Judy Blume is, ask your mom or your aunties. Trust me, nothing about Judy Blume is boring. And Jenny Han, shout out to you for making stories complex, taking its complicated and really living it up to its name, messy, layered, and completely relatable. The summer I turned pretty confused. My observation, I've been watching the new series and I wanted to sit back through the first episodes, a few episodes actually, before forming my intuition 2 cents perspective. By the fourth episode, my intuition started getting clearer. I could really see things more distinctively. Laurel and honoring Susanna. Laurel says, my only daughter is getting married. She's been very close to Conrad all this time, especially after losing Susanna. She shows tough love, but I feel that she could have told Belly how Conrad really feels, or at least how she sees it. Maybe it's about honoring Susanna. Maybe it's privacy. Maybe it's just tough love. But as a mom, she could have been more transparent about what Conrad feels. That's my own 2 cents. Now let's talk about Conrad and Jared's father. Conrad and Jared both have complicated relationships with their dad. You guys agree? Conrad is harder on himself because he witnessed the love of his life is his mom first. His dad cheated on his wife. Then he holds that quiet pain. Mature in some ways, but struggling to express himself. Jared reacts differently, more open, more visible emotion. Their father idolizes Conrad at times, but also can be a little bit of a jerk. And he puts down Jared in ways that complicate things further. So Conrad has witnessed his father cheat on his wife, his late wife, and then he's witnessed his brother Jared cheated on Belly, in whom he cares and he deeply loves. I love how the cast shows different ways people cope with loss and grief. Belly is clearly the one holding everyone together, but everyone else adds to the mix in their own little way. All of them are connected through their shared love for Susanna and are somewhat codependent on each other. You guys agree? Lean on each other emotionally. And that's a good thing. We all need something like that. We all need something to hold on to. Belly tries to keep everyone afloat, and her presence shapes how these dynamics unfold. The cousin's house. When I see it now, where they always spend all of their summers at cousins. I don't know if you guys feel it, but I feel like it's empty without Susanna. It carries that memory and that absence too. Now my reflections. My 2 cents reflections. Conrad's quite mature. Quiet maturity and anxiety shapes how he observes the world. Jared is more outward with his emotions, maybe less mature, but dealing with his own struggles. Belly's love and presence are essential to the both of them. She's glued trying to keep everyone emotionally afloat. And everyone is trying to honor Susanna as well. And Taylor and Steven's situation, I call it situationship, has always been complicated. You guys agree? They're playful, edgy, and intense. They have this high energy chemistry that's very hard to ignore. She's strong and confident around everyone else. But around Steven, she's vulnerable. She carries a heavy weight of insecurities, thinking she's not quite enough. Even though we all know that feeling of comparing ourselves to others, we all do that. We've all done that. And not giving ourselves enough credit. And I see that in Taylor. So stay tuned, come back to my next Two Cents episode, and join me as we see how this unfolds together. So, ciao everyone. See you in the next episodes.